Hello, friends. The following episode, the fourth and final part of our strange story, Sing the Old Alma Mater, is best enjoyed in a dark, candle-lit room with a glass of wine. The candle and wine are optional. However, the darkness should be considered mandatory. Our show was taped live at the Bickford Theater at the Morris Museum in Morristown, New Jersey, on Sunday, October 1st, 2017. Oh, and real quick, we've got a special sale going on today through Monday, November 6th. Get any t-shirt with our logo on it for only $14. Go to firesidemysterytheater.com/merch.
This takes me back.
Oh, yeah?
I played football back in high school. I was a receiver for the Wurlitzer Huskies. We used to mix it up with St. Thad's.
Well, how'd you do against them?
We showed them what you could do with a free education.
So you used to beat them?
Well, we always came in first. At being last. We might have gotten somewhere if it wasn't for all those damn touchdowns they scored. Geez, I think I still have cleat marks on the back of my head from some of those games. What a mean bunch those rich bastards could be. Well, I swore one day I would show them when I made some money of my own, and eventually I did. With my dry cleaning businesses, I have 6 stores in this area alone.
I love all these old wooden bleachers. Well, they got some good crowds out, huh?
Yeah, pretty good crowds. People would come out.
Well, Jack wasn't kidding, was he?
Somebody call the coroner. It's hardly a game at this point. More like mass murder.
Go team.
Well, good for Jack and Chaz. And St. Thad's. Dean Hubble may not be many things, but he's a damn good football coach, I must say.
Hey, Eric, let's go for a walk or something.
Don't you want to see the end of the game?
This only depresses me. I just see a bunch of Neanderthals rolling around in the mud fighting over a ball for 3 hours.
Aren't you meeting Jack afterwards?
I told him maybe. Come on, let's go for a walk.
Look, Jack, get a load of Amanda and Eric. What the hell?
He better not be doing what I think he's doing.
Jack, Chaz, stop that dilly-dally and look alive! It's fourth quarter! Let's drive those last nails in that coffin! Come on, go, go, go!
I'm going to enjoy this.
So what do you think so far? I mean about sharing classes with us. Hopefully we don't all come off as knuckle-dragging mouth breathers.
I like it. You know, single-sex education was never my own idea.
Same here. My father and uncles all went to St. Thad, so it's more or less a tradition.
You bored here, right?
Yeah, I'm used to it, though.
Wouldn't you rather be living with your family?
I think it's more of a case of them not wanting to live with me.
I don't know. You don't seem like a problem child to me.
I think I'm less of a problem and more of, how do I say it, an obstruction.
An obstruction?
When my mother died, I...
Your mother? Oh, Eric, I'm so sorry.
That was 5 years ago. I was 12. Cancer.
I'm sorry.
My father hasn't been the same since. None of us have. Oh boy, am I getting dreary.
No, not at all.
I keep a picture of her in my wallet. Here.
Oh, Eric. She's a dream. I can see a lot of you in her.
I was the one she called on all the time when she got sick. To cheer her up. I could always make her laugh. But I didn't really know how sick she was. Nobody told me. Up till the end, I kept thinking she would get better.
Oh, Eric, sweetie, come here.
I haven't been hugged like this since I don't know when.
Eric, Amanda, you don't want to miss the end of the game, do
Miss,
you?
Miss Abbott.
Our good man Jack is leading the team to victory. You should see.
We'll be over in a moment, Miss Abbott.
Excellent.
Where did she come from?
If we aren't all falling all over ourselves, fawning over the precious members of her club, I'm really learning to hate the whole business.
Yeah, what is the story with that club you guys keep going on about? She gives me the creeps.
I used to get worked up about it, but about never being invited to join it. But now I think I'm over it.
I think I like the fact that you're outside the whole thing.
You know what, Amanda Gardeau? You're all right with me.
This is too much.
It's true. I saw them together, locked in what can only be described as an amorous embrace.
I can only admit this to you, Miss Abbott. My heart is broken. I've been trying to forget her.
You must be strong, Jack Chase. These feelings will pass.
I can't stand the humiliation, Miss Abbott. Did you hear? Eric's taking her to the dance.
I know. I heard.
Oh, can you believe it? She turned me down so she could go with him? Who's he? Compared to me? He's nothing!
You must understand. It is she who is unworthy, Jack.
But I'm in love with her, Miss Abbott. Don't kid me and say that she isn't worthy. The way I see it, she belongs with me. I'm the most popular man at this school. She's the most popular girl. You know, you said as chief of the order, nothing would ever be denied to me.
That I did say. And believe me still. No oath is as solemn as the one I pledge to you. Have I ever been wrong, my love? Have I ever let you down? Then you must believe me when I say this to you. A steady course of action is about to take place. If you cannot have her, Jack Chase, no one will. Now drink with me, my treasure. Good. There now. One sip to remember, and one sip to forget. Yes. Take my hand, Jack, and I will tell you what's inside my head.
To ask you again, Mr. Holst, are you sure no one has been here at all to spruce anything up from time to time? This auditorium...
Actually, they referred to it as the field house.
Well, I love this old stage. The red velvet curtain, this fantastic proscenium.
This is where they would have dances, graduation ceremonies, a certain sporting event, school plays.
What's this here?
Wow, it's one of those old play booklets.
The Tragedy of the Duchess of Malfi by John Webster.
We have read it, we have discussed it, we have studied it. And now I am pleased to announce we will perform it as our school play this year. Yes, Amanda?
Miss Abbott, you were talking about doing A Midsummer Night's Dream a few months ago. I was really looking forward to that.
That's true, Amanda. Midsummer was on the docket, but I've had a change of heart. Because this play, The Duchess of Malfi, gets to the vital center of a theme that we as a society and as individuals must confront within ourselves, as well as one another. The nature of corruption. Yes, Eric?
But this play seems to be really cynical, no? Even for a tragedy.
I believe that by reviving this masterwork as a class, embodying the roles of these unfortunate and often depraved personages, we will be able to purge the overwhelming malaise of corruption from our systems, so that we may aspire to that elusive but ennobling purity of heart and spirit.
You're talking about catharsis, then.
I'm talking about corruption, malfeasance, unscrupulousness, venality, betrayal.
I think it's great, Miss Abbott. I like that there's lots of stabbing and swordplay.
Yes, Jazz. But I also plan on enlisting your artistic services for the design of our set.
Hot dog, count me in.
Who's playing what parts?
Who's playing what parts? An excellent question, Jack. I am already casting the play in my mind. Each character must be cast with the utmost care. And I think all the players I need are sitting here in this room. You shall know soon.
Well, this should be an adventure.
I'm with you. Midsummer would have been a lot more fun. You know, Amanda, if it wasn't for my dad, I think I would major in literature in college.
You should do it.
There's no money in it. That's what he'd say.
Have you talked to him about it?
Jeez, when have he and I ever talked about anything?
You should show him one of the stories you've written, the ones you've shown me. They're wonderful. Maybe he'd understand.
I don't know. That could go horribly wrong.
Hey, Eric.
Hey, bud.
Wow. I thought you two weren't speaking to me anymore.
Excuse us, Amanda. Can we borrow Eric for a second? Thanks. Eric.
Jack, I know things have been tense ever since I...
Eric, it's all right.
What?
Put her there, pal.
Are you serious?
She's obviously into you.
I can admit it now. It was really hard to take when she chose you over me, but I realize now...
He's trying to tell you that he bears no grudge, and neither do I. We've all been friends and roommates for a while now. Why let something as stupid as a girl come between us?
Well, she's not stupid, Chaz.
Of course, man. You know what I'm trying to say.
I just want you two to be happy. I just gotta get over it is all.
Wow. That's really big of you, Jack. I don't know what to say.
You don't have to say anything, my friend.
Mr. Holst, did you hear something?
No, I didn't. What did you hear?
I don't know. I thought I heard something. It could be one of a million things. Mr. Holst?
Yes?
If my memory serves, I'm just noticing now, that is, when we were in front of the stage earlier, wasn't the curtain closed?
I can't remember. Was it?
I think it was. I'm pretty sure it was. The curtains are open now.
Like a show's about to start.
No more. Thou shalt know it. By my appointment, the great Duchess of Malfi and two of her young children, 4 nights since, were strangled.
Oh, heaven! Sir, what have you done?
How now? How settles this? Think you your bosom will be a grave dark and obscure enough for such a secret?
You have undone yourself, sir.
Why?
It lies not in me to conceal it.
No? Come, I will swear you to it upon this book.
Most religiously.
Kiss it. Now you shall never utter it. Thy curiosity hath undone thee. Thou art poisoned with that book, because I knew thou couldst not keep my counsel. I have bound thee to it by death.
And seen. All right, hold it right there, please.
Did I do something wrong, Miss Ebbett?
I was quite pleased. Well, mostly pleased with your performance, Jack.
So I'm the problem. What did I do this time?
It's what you did not do, Amanda. Why didn't you perform the action that was so clearly indicated in the text?
But this is just a rehearsal, isn't it, Miss Ebbett?
You were supposed to kiss the Bible, Amanda.
Well,
how can we be invested in what happens next in this scene if you are
but
not?
But it's so dirty and covered in dust. I'm not kissing that.
Oh.
Well, can't we get a Bible or another book of some kind that isn't so musty and dusty?
Listen to me. It was only after long deliberation that I chose the Duchess of Malfi for our school play this season. It was only because I believed that my students were advanced enough to rise to the challenge of such a complex and demanding work that I even dared to attempt such an undertaking. In just 3 short weeks, all of the faculty, as well as your fellow students, along with many of your parents, will be seated here in the audience. We must approach the text with total reverence and respect at all times, even during the most seemingly trivial of moments. Am I coming in clear, Amanda?
Yes.
Now, Amanda, Julia, Let us return to the top of that scene. And when the moment comes this time, you will place your lips upon that Bible. You do not know it now, Julia, but your end is near. You shall pay for your betrayal to the cardinal. Not only do I want you to kiss the holy book, I want, no, I need to believe that the deadly poison placed upon it has been touched by your very lips.
Miss Abbott, why are you looking at me like that?
Like what, Amanda?
Can we just get through the scene already?
Okay, let's try it again.
I can't take this much longer.
Me neither.
It's bad enough that everyone else has these bigger roles. Of course she casts me as the servant. Go figure.
Eric, I think this play is too morbid for me.
I know it's just a play, but can I make a confession? I hate seeing you play all those scenes with Jack like that. You have to kiss him even.
Yeah, right before he kills me. But the biggest problem for me is Miss Abbott. She is absolutely ruthless as a director. I'm afraid to make the slightest error. These lines don't exactly roll off the tongue.
Why don't we just quit then?
You will do no such thing. In order to fulfill the course requirement for my advanced placement English class, you must proceed with the production of this play.
This is a requirement? How can that be?
This is your senior year. Our curriculum clearly states that in order to graduate, a student must have at least a passing grade in all courses.
So, what you're saying is you'll fail us if we don't carry on with this play?
Ah, very good, Eric. You understand, then. I'll see the two of you at rehearsal tomorrow. Good afternoon.
Yes. Oh, I understand. Yes. Yes. Yes, I'll look. Yes. Yes. Thank you. Yes, Miss Gardeau, is it? What can I do for you?
Hello, Mr. Hubble. Thank you for your time.
Excuse me, Miss Gardeau. I hope you don't mind. I have to take these antacid tablets. My stomach's been giving me problems lately. What's this now?
It's a note from my mother asking permission for me to be released from my part in the school play.
That's well and fine, but I don't think a letter from a parent is necessary for such a thing.
Well, then I can just drop out of the play.
Oh, certainly, at any time. Oh, you know, I really do hate the taste of this stuff. But, you know, you won't graduate if you do.
What? It's true, then. What is this? How can that be?
How do I explain this? There are some fairly odd, at least by conventional standards, parameters written into St. Thad's core curriculum that simply cannot be reversed under any circumstance. The school play, advanced English course requirement, being one of them.
You can't be serious!
Oh, you can try to argue it. In fact, I'd be happy to send a letter to the Cathedral School trustees on your behalf. But believe me when I tell you, you won't win. It's neither worth the time or the frustration. It's much easier to chin up and just proceed with the play. It'll be over and done with before you know it. Don't you agree, Miss Gardeau? That is a very pretty last name, by the way. Pretty last name for a pretty girl like you. You'll look just lovely on stage, I'm sure. Now, if you don't mind, I have some pressing matters to which I must attend. Good afternoon. Oh, and good luck.
Here, Amanda. Get under my umbrella.
Thanks. This has all been such a nightmare, Eric.
Yeah, I don't know why she's just been laying into you so hard.
With no coincidence, things got worse ever since I complained to Dean Hubble. He must have told her.
Yikes.
Yeah. You know, I find this whole play disgusting. I really want no part of it. I don't care who knows it either.
Well, I love you, and I don't care who knows it either.
Eric.
Hang in there, honey. That was the last rehearsal. Just the show tomorrow, and that's it. We're done. Oh, damn fool I am. I just realized I forgot my bag backstage at the field house. Here, take my umbrella. I'll see you in class tomorrow.
I love you, Eric.
I love you, Mandy.
Here. Like this, Jack. We're going to use just the smallest amount. Right. Now dip the little brush in the solution. And we're going to just dab back and forth right here on the gold crucifix on the cover of this Bible. Just like so. As if we're painting a tiny picture. When the scene is played on stage tomorrow night, you will get her to kiss the Bible right on this crucifix.
I don't think I could do this, Miss Abbott.
Wait, Jack. You acknowledged it yourself, my dear. She needs to suffer for her insult to you and to our order.
Yeah, I know, but it's just that I'm afraid we'll get caught.
The poison cannot be traced. No one will ever know our secret.
Are you sure, Miss Abbott? We have to be absolutely sure. There's no room for mistakes here.
Have I ever disappointed you, Jack? What have I always told you?
I must follow the red line.
I have always drawn the red line for you, and it has led us here. Only you and your brothers can see it. Wherever it leads, wherever it goes, it will bring you to your greatest destiny. You are my star pupil, my greatest achievement. If one is fortunate, one only meets a Jack Chase once in a lifetime. No rules can rule you. No fools can fool you. No school can school you. I can see deep within the soul of every man, and no one even begins to approach the full magnitude of your greatness. No one will hurt you ever again. No one will stand in your way. Kiss me.
How long have you been standing there, Eric?
Long enough. You two are insane.
Everything you heard was in jest, Eric. Go on now. I'll see you tomorrow and—
Sure. I understand. Since it's all just a little joke between the two of you, you won't mind if I borrow this Bible and have it examined by, let's say, someone in law enforcement, just to be sure.
Jack!
Put that Bible down, Eric.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to do that.
Put it down, Eric.
Do as he says, Eric.
I'm not afraid to use this.
Easy, Jack.
Just put it down. Put that book down or I'll gut you!
Jack!
I've been wanting to do this for a while now. I can't stand you!
Please! Stop! This isn't the way! Jack! No! Please! Please! I can resolve this! Just please! No! Please! Oh.
Miss Abbott!
Oh. Jack! My golden boy!
Miss Abbott! I'm sorry! It was
was an accident!
Oh my God!
Azud has such accuracy.
Oh no, no, no!
How could I not see it? I didn't see it in you before. But I see it now, Eric.
Yes, Miss Abbott.
I welcome you now as a member.
Hey, hey, what's all this commotion? Oh, Lord.
The cricket sang and set the sun, and workmen finished one by one. Jack, Eric, you may find it now. Find the cricket. Find it, and you will see. See the... Oh.
So that's pretty much it. It's just starting to get pretty nippy, huh? I suppose we just let you mull it over, talk to whoever you need to talk to?
Well, sure. There's a few cons, but a lot more pros if I'm making a tally. Perhaps we could still shave a little off your asking price.
Oh, I'm too old and tired to haggle. I'm sure we can work something out.
Mr. Holst?
Yes, Miss Mansfield?
Mr. Holst. Not once on this entire tour did you bring it up, so I've got to ask you.
Ask me?
Well, it shouldn't come as a surprise to you that I did a fair amount of research before I made this appointment.
Right.
I did. St. Thaddeus closed not long after an incident in 1959 involving a teacher who was stabbed to death by one of her students. The school never quite recovered from the scandal.
Well, it's getting pretty dark all of a sudden.
The grounds aren't contaminated either, are they?
Depends on who you ask.
Who should I ask?
Miss Mansfield, Polly, you must understand by now, I really need to unload this place. It's been too many years. I want to be free.
Free from what?
You got that flashlight in your phone you were talking about before?
Yes, I... Where is it? Oh, no, I thought it was in my bag. Damn it, you know, I just realized... I'm pretty sure I left it on the corner of the stage, back at the field house when I was taking pictures.
Okay, well, let's go see if we can find it. It might be a little difficult to find our way out of here in the dark. Gotta step lightly.
Mr. Holst, what's wrong?
God help me. I think I killed it. I stepped on the cricket.
What just happened?
I killed it. That wasn't supposed to happen. Oh, God.
Did you hear that?
I didn't hear anything.
Oh, okay, I think I found the door. Mr. Holst.
Yeah, yes?
This door wasn't locked when we came in, was it? Mr. Holst! Mr. Holst!
I can't remember.
People on the street. I'm looking out for angels, just trying to find some peace. Now I think it's time that you let me know. So if you love me, say you love me. But if you don't, just let me go. 'Cause teacher, things that I don't want to learn. And the last one I had made me cry. So I don't want to learn to hold you, touch you. It ain't no joy for an uptown boy whose teacher has told him goodbye, goodbye. When you were just a stranger and I was on your feet, I didn't feel the danger. Now I feel the heat. That look in your eyes is telling me no. So you think you love me, know that you need me. I wrote the song, I know it's wrong. Just let me go. 'Cause teacher, there are things that I don't want to learn. And the last one I so I don't want to learn to hold you, touch you. Think that you're mine, 'cause there ain't no joy for an uptown boy who just isn't willing to. Thank you. just isn't willing to try. I'm so cold inside. Maybe just one more try.
As coda to our show, we offer a felicitous bit of verse composed by our own David Linton. The core curriculum.
The core curriculum. What did you learn in school today, my darling little daughter? She closed her book, then raised her head and answered like a scholar. Of presidents and precedents, of numbers and of kings. I learned of bumblebees and rings in trees, of grand and trivial things. I learned of shooting stars, no life on Mars, of Einstein and of Darwin, of Dickens, death, drugs, despair, and one of Shakespeare's sonnets. I learned to count, but not too far, to answer every question, to raise my hand to wait my turn, to smile and be attentive, to take hard tests and grub for grades, to doubt my intuition, to shut my mouth and never speak without someone's permission, to sit so still and wait until a bell would send me flying away from school to some safe place where no adults were spying. I see, my girl, you've studied well and learned your lesson fully, to be content to keep your place and never be unruly. So off you go to college now. A bright future awaits you. But just remember what you learned, to bend, or they will break you.
And that concludes our four-part course in Creepy called Sing the Old Alma Mater. Miss Ebbett was played by Mary Murphy. Eric was played by Alan LaForest. Jack was played by Michael Pate. Chaz was played by Bill Heidrich. Dean Hubble was played by James Reeser. Amanda Gardeau was played by Casey LaForest. Mr. Holst was played by David Linton. And the part of Polly Mansfield was played by me, Ali Silva. The musical performance, One More Try, written by George Michael, was sung by Nicole Zoraitis, accompanied by Jason Toborek. The Core Curriculum, a poem by Dr. David Linton, was read by the author. The Fieldhouse, Part 4 of Sing the Old Alma Mater, was written by Sylvan Sandovar and directed by me. Fireside Mystery Theater is produced by Gustavo Rodriguez, Daniel and Rebecca Graves, and me for Fireside Mystery Productions. Jason Graves composed our theme music. Our musical score was improvised by Jason Toborek. Our sound effects designer was Joe Young. Our audio recording engineer was Ray Lanuza. Our technical director at the Bickford Theater was Louis Perlmutter. And our production coordinators are Dahlia Morali and Brontis Shane Orengo. Special thanks to Eric Hafen, Louis Perlmutter and crew, Michelle Marinelli, Jerry Ryder, and all the truly amazing staff at the Bickford Theater and the Morris Museum. Learn more about their exciting exhibits and events at morrismuseum.org. If you like what we're doing, friends, please take a quick moment to give us a rating and review on iTunes. It really helps us out, and your feedback means the world to us. You can rock out in a Fireside Mystery Theater t-shirt, hoodie, phone case, mug, notebook, sticker, or any of the other super cool items adorned with our logo. Go to the merch page at firesidemysterytheater.com and check out all the swag. And remember, you can get any of our t-shirts for only $14 through Monday, November 6th. And hey, you know, it's easy to find us on Facebook or to connect with us on Instagram or Twitter. Our handle is at Fireside Mystery. Are you looking for the kind of thrills and chills that only live radio theater can offer? Well, we just had a show this past Sunday called Games of Chance. Stay tuned to the upcoming podcasts from it. There are more chances to catch us live. Our annual Holiday Haunts show is coming up on Sunday, November 26th at 7 p.m. Don't miss a ridiculously good time at the Slipper Room in New York City's Lower East Side.
Tickets are on sale now at slipperroom.com. This is your own Ali Silva. Congratulations, you've earned your diploma. Go forth unto the light, young pupil. But don't forget those most important of life's lessons. Mind the shadows.